Carol here with a full show, Ever Shifting. Gonna start right out with some music to introduce my first guests. Thanks for being here, folks, with the Oregon Bird Sketches. Can you just see those birds? Well, here to tell us all about it, why we're hearing this music, and what's coming up. This is part of the Astoria Music Festival. Yes, you've been hearing a lot about it because they've been here for 3 weeks, not just a weekend, putting on all kinds of splendid, wonderful concerts and gatherings. And this particular one is very special to me because, as many of you know, dance is very special to me. And I have two guests in the studio. One of them is the choreographer, and that would be Agnieszka Laska. Let's see if your mic is on.
Hello, good to see you.
Yes, good to see you. And will you introduce Connie, because I was in the middle of writing down your name, Connie. Actually, you can just tell us your last name again.
It's Denault.
Denault, yes. Okay. And Connie, are you a dancer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Connie and I have never met. Where do you live?
I live in Santa Cruz and Felton, California, part-time, and then part-time in Portland.
Okay. So we'll find out what your connection is in a minute. I would like to, I'm fumbling around here because I have something on my computer that I just got today, and I was absolutely delighted to read it, and I want to share it with our listeners. Festival, this is from Oregon Arts Watch. Festival Palooza. Festivals erupt this week in Oregon, with Macrocosmos, Oregon Bach Festival, Astoria Music Festival, Salem World Beat Festival, Chamber Music Northwest, Piano Push Play, and more. The photograph that they used to feature this was my guests, dancers, ALD, Agnieszka Laska dancers, perform at Astoria Music Festival. And here's what it says. The Astoria Music Festival concludes this week, too, with Friday and Sunday's performances at Clatsop Performing Arts Center of Mozart's great comic opera, The Marriage of Figaro, by the festival's apprentice artists from around the country, and Deke's going to come in and talk about that, Saturday's chamber music concert at Liberty Theater features classics by Schumann, Dvorak, and Grieg, and Carrie may be coming in, I hope, to talk about that. And here comes the most exciting part. And the afternoon multimedia extravaganza looks to be a highlight of not only the festival, but also of the summer, with Agnieszka Laska dancers, filmmaker Takafumi Uehara, and music by accomplished Portland composer Jack Gable, which I believe we just heard, plus 20th century Polish legends Henry Gorecki and Witold Lutosławski and Zygmunt Konieczny. I was close, right? The show also includes Baroque cellist
Adaya
McAdam Sommer playing a choreographic setting of J.S. Bach's first cello suite. The highlight of not only the festival, but also of the summer. Wow. That's very impressive.
You saved the best for the end, Carol. So anyway, talking about the music you just had a chance to hear, it's a music composed by Jack, and title of the piece is A Mountain Quail. So that's part of a triptych, Oregon Bird Sketches. We have a mountain quail, we have an Oregon state bird, Oregon meadowlark, western meadowlark, and we have a mourning dove. So those three birds are depicted, or we have like a musical rendition for piano solo. Those pieces were inspired by music of Oliver Messiaen, who wrote the whole series of the birds-related pieces for piano solo. So we're going to have this with live music with Stephen Lewis on piano,
who's
also an accomplished composer.
Okay.
And we're going to have a video by Takafumi Uehara showing the nature picture, so it's going to be pretty complex show.
This is all happening at the Liberty Theater, and this is Saturday, that's tomorrow, at 4 p.m. So get that on your calendars, because this is so exciting. When was the last time you were here for the... I mean, you come every year because you're a worker, but when was the last time you got to bring your... Yeah. Dancers.
I come here every year, work as stage manager for Stereo Music Festival, and I think that my memory for dates is just not so good anymore. But I know that we were here in 2013 with the Rite of Spring.
Yes.
And I think a couple years later with Chopin project with Alexander Dossin on piano. And I think prior to Rite of Spring, maybe a year earlier, we were here with Ruta Kuzmitskas performing at PAC, also Chopin project.
Were these all part of the music festival?
Yeah, everything was part of Masteria Music Festival,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, well,
but
I am
the last
delighted.
Time was, I think, 3 years ago.
Yeah. So this is terrific that you're back. Now, you're calling this Oregon Bird Sketches. So how did Jack's music and your dance, which came first? What was the impetus for this whole thing?
Well, let's start what was really first. The first was a dog.
A dog, okay.
And it happened to be a bird dog that my husband inherited from his deceased brother and fall in love with the dog. And I was like, okay, we need to train him. So my response was, I thought that we're getting a dog, but we're getting the zoo, because together with the dog, we got quail, we got pigeons, we got chuckers, we got pheasants, and I am a bird person, so I take care of all those birds.
Wait, I think of a bird dog as someone who goes out, you know, someone hunts, they kill the bird, and the dog goes after.
Those are my babies. We don't kill them.
Thank you.
The whole training is that the dog needs to find the bird and point it and don't touch it. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So, but I think even prior to this was a commission for Jack from Portland Piano International to write a piece inspired by famous composer.
Mm-hmm.
And that prompted him to do this Meadowlark piece inspired by Messiaen music. So when I heard the Meadowlark, I was like, I have to choreograph that.
Mm.
But one piece is not enough.
Of
so
course.
Because of this, Jack wrote the triptych, and we premiered it in April 15th for the 15th anniversary of the company in Portland, and Connie was there watching this performance. So she
How was it, Connie?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
There were four major works that evening, and this was one of them. So
yeah, I was
premiere.
I was planning to be there, but I couldn't make it, so I'm so glad that you're here in Astoria. I have a question. Is all those wonderful Polish names of composers, I did my best, but obviously we have the real thing here, so I'm going to let her do the rest of the pronouncing. But what's the connection with them and the anything with the birds or these different
Those are just different. The only piece that's connected to birds is Oregon Bird Sketches. It's a Jack's piano music.
Okay.
A little folksy piece by Witold Lutosławski, Bukolics, is going to be there also. And, you know, the bird sketches were premiered in April in Portland, but, hey, we have a premiere for Astoria audience as well. The Bach Suite number 1 for solo cello that will be performed by Adaya. That's going to be a premiere. This is a piece commissioned by Astoria Music Festival.
Oh, wow.
And I just finished choreographing it, so keep your finger crossed for tomorrow world premiere of Bach. And we even talked with Adaya, maybe doing the whole series of all 6, because right now I have beginning and end. I choreographed the first one and the sixth one. So only 2, 3, 4, and 5 are
You still
left.
Got a ways to
yes.
go. Tell us about your troupe of dancers. Who are they?
They're just lovely people, and I mostly like them as a people, you know. I think they're great dancers, but we have, they call them safe ALD family. So,
nice.
So
that's lovely.
It's a little bit of like this really, you know, family connection.
How long? You said 15 years.
The company is, and only one of them is working with me for the whole 15 years. Because, you know, people are kind of,
yeah.
Dance is basically for young people,
yeah.
Okay? So I'm getting a new people
all
the time.
Well, let me ask you, were you a dancer at some time in your life?
Oh, yeah, I was dancing professionally for 20 years back in Poland. So I was on stage for 20 years, touring all over Europe and U.S. and Mexico and Canada. So, that's me.
And now you develop the troupe and you pass on your passion and your imagination.
Pretty much, yes, because I do ask my dancers to choreograph.
Uh-huh.
So one piece in a program, Bukolics by Witold Lutosławski, are choreographed by 2 company dancers, Ali Faschholz and Lauren Sprague.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's a very full program, I see, also.
It's good for everybody because we also have, like, you know, light cabaret songs.
Mm-hmm.
Those songs were famous in Poland because of their interpreter, Ewa Demarczyk. Great voice. She was called Polish Edith Piaf. I mean, she was a big
wow.
star in 20th century in Europe. So we got Nancy Wood to interpret those songs in English because me and Jack get to the trouble of translating all the text of Polish poetry into English
right.
so people can enjoy them.
Right. Excellent. And then it looks like Jack arranged the music, though.
That's correct.
For that.
Yeah.
Songs of Eva. Wonderful. And are all of the dancers participating in all of the pieces, or do you have small groups, large groups, what?
No. I mean, the pieces for the whole cast is maybe 2 in a program. Bach Suite for solo cello have 6 parts. And each part has different casts. There's a quartet, there's a trio, there's a solo, there's a piece for full cast. Bukolics, there are 5 short pieces. It's not in this program.
Right,
okay? Yeah.
Right.
But again, there are different casts from, I think, 2 dancers to 4 dancers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In Songs of Eva, again, there are 4 different songs.
4
each one for different cast. Only in the last one is a full group. Bird Sketches, first piece is a quintet. Then there's a big, extensive solo for a new dancer. It's going to be her debut with a company on stage. Her name is Willow Swanson, so she will be doing this solo for the first time.
And I see Adaya has one musical interlude performed without dance.
You
is
know
that
what?
Right?
Yeah, I just
or did
had,
you drop
yeah,
that out?
No. Oh. I didn't drop the them. Yeah, we cannot we have another concert that day at Liberty.
Yes.
So I was asked to run the show without intermission. And I had to give dancers a little break.
Oh, gosh.
So they can change costume and take
and
a
breathe.
Breath, catch a breath before they go and do this very like extensive and physically demanding bird
well,
sketches.
I remember when I saw them, the extraordinary dance, not just passion, but their entire beings were exploding through your dances, and it was just marvelous.
That's probably because I'm this kind of person and this kind of choreographer. I'm very emotional.
Yes.
So I'm not the kind of choreographer that goes like, it has to be precise.
Mm-hmm.
No, it has to be engaging. It has to make people cry or laugh or feel or want to do something good or change the world into a better place.
Well, we sure as heck need it. And so it's the timing is perfect. I am thrilled that you're here. Connie, I'm glad you
Thank you.
Came on up to Astoria. And
I'm here to support Agnieszka.
Yeah.
And I've seen all the pieces, and each one is different. Agnieszka is an amazing choreographer.
Yeah.
She extends range and motion and design and with articulation.
Connie is just following and supporting my company for the last, 10 years or more?
10 or 12.
Good for you.
12 years.
Good for you. It's wonderful to have a friend close by who understands, just in case you need someone's shoulder to cry on, too. Well, thank you so much for coming in, folks. This is happening tomorrow, Saturday at 4 p.m., it's part of the Astoria Music Festival. You can go online, Astoria Music Festival, and get tickets. Or the office is, if you want any information, 503-325-9896, 4 p.m., 12th and commercial.
Liberty Theater. So tickets are available at AstoriaMusicFestival.org or at Liberty Theater Stage, and they are pretty affordable. They
yeah.
start
we
at
don't
$10.
Give prices. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
We
yeah.
slipped
so
that one in. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Thank you
Thank
so
you
much
very
for
much.
Coming.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
both.
Having us.
So, wait, the definitive pronunciation of your name.
Agnieszka.
So you do say sh. See,
yeah.
I said that for years and I thought I was corrected. I'm going back to Agnieszka. It's spelled A-G-N-I-E-S-Z-K-A. That's how you know it's Polish. So it's got all those consonants jammed together. Thank you so much.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Carol.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to put a little bit more of that music on, and we will bring in our next guest as well. Some more music from the Agnieszka Laska Dancers Oregon Bird Sketches. That's music by Jack Gable. And again, that is Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Liberty Theater. And my next guests are also part of the Astoria Music Festival. They are not well, I don't know. Are you guys dancing?
We are actually a little bit of dancing,
but
Not at the level
not like
of
that.
Agnieszka.
Singers
yes.
who move.
Yeah.
Singer,
yeah.
Singers who move.
Singers who move. Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, the truth is, one of those voices you, of course, recognize, that's Deke Guidi. And Deke has been the voice of the Astoria Music Festival for months now, and I really appreciate it. I think you've got two totally different parts of this. One is that you're the president of the board of the Astoria Music Festival.
Yes.
But perhaps more important, of course more important, you are one of the artists. And
yes.
Tell us, please, what are you doing with this weekend? Then you will introduce this very handsome gentleman I've never seen before in my life, but I'm glad to.
Good. this weekend is our closing weekend, but it is one of our more exciting, well, in my opinion, because I'm a singer, I guess I would say that it's one of our more exciting weekends, because it's our Young Artists Program production this weekend, and we've assembled 13 incredible young artists who have put together Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro together in two and a half weeks, which is a huge hurdle that they have overcome, and they are incredible. And the young man to my right,
my left,
your left,
your right,
is his name is Steve Valenzuela. And he will be singing on Sunday afternoon the role of Count Almaviva in The Marriage of Figaro. And he's kind of the bad guy. He's kind of the bad guy.
Oh, I see. How does it feel to be a bad guy?
He's complicated, I'd say. It's nice to bite into the role. He's a very complex individual, I'd say, but it is fun. It's been a wild ride. It's a fantastic production. It's truly a joy to be surrounded by such talented artists with such great direction. And I'm enjoying every minute here in Astoria.
So tell us a little bit about who you are, because I know the apprentices this year are mixed. Some are still students, some are professional singers. What is your story, Steve Valenzuela?
Okay, I am from Waterbury, Connecticut. I received my bachelor's degree in performance, vocal performance, from Western Connecticut State University. After I completed my time there, I began my master's at LSU, and I just recently completed my master's this past May.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Wow. I'm going to be, after my time here as the count is over, I'll be continuing my doctoral work at the University of Utah in vocal performance with a double minor in directing and vocology.
Holy moly.
Yeah, talk a lot
about,
of school.
Talk about qualified. Well, then it's not so exceptional that someone like Steve could learn in 2 weeks. He probably can blink his eyes and figure something out with that kind of background.
They learn it faster than I still kind of am chasing them around going, wait, hold on.
Well, Deke, we should say, for those people not in our immediate area, Deke is from right here in Astoria, and we are blessed to have him here. And he sort of emerged in my life little by little. First, I thought he was, an instructor of rhetoric, whatever that is, at Clatsop College. And then I saw him on the stage. I thought, oh, wow, he acts. And the next thing I knew, he's an opera singer. And I just can't keep track, but the best part is he stays with us, and he's totally fabulous. And so,
yes, I remember the first production I was in was with Karen Bain, and we did Lysistrata.
Yeah.
And I walked out on stage, and you hissed at me through most of my role. So you were very helpful.
That's what I do to the bad guys, Steve, so be careful.
Yeah, I'll be on my game.
So what was your role? Were you part of this whole apprentice program?
I just helped out, actually. There are two really fantastic people who were running the program. Dr. Mark Ross Clark, who came to us from Louisiana and did a phenomenal job putting the show together. And then the administrative assistant, Dr. Claire Hudkins, who is originally from Salem and who was a vocal apprentice artist here in 2006 when we did it.
So
she kind of, she's done a return visit for us to come back and
Well, the apprentice program is fabulous. And as Keith Clark mentioned last week, that was part of the idea of the music festival is educational. But it fell off, I think, last year.
Yes.
So it's been very exciting to have it come back and bring. I didn't realize, I was reading that people were coming from all over the country, but you really did. It's true. It's wonderful. And do you feel that you, because you've got a lot of education, what is it you felt? What drew you to come here, and did you feel that you gained? What did you feel you gained?
Immensely. Well, music is, I mean, music, you never stop learning in anything you do. Any instrument you play, whether you're an opera singer or an instrumentalist, in any artistic medium, I feel you're always learning. So you have to expose yourself to as many experiences as possible. And this has been a unique one to put up The Marriage of Figaro in 2 weeks. The sheer volume of the show, just with the direction, just the Italian recit, the ensembles, and the intense rehearsal period, which has been fantastic. It's been fruitful. You learn a lot. You learn a lot from your colleagues. You learn a lot from the fantastic coaches who you've had the pleasure to work with, who've put on fantastic performances. And we also were able to be exposed to the Mahler, the Argento, the number five, which is my first time ever hearing it. I was able to hear two Met singers, you know, sing a fantastic Mahler piece. And
yes, one of them was sitting right where you are a couple of weeks ago.
So there's, to tie it all together, musical experiences in every fashion, of course, you're going to take something away from it. And it has been a blessing to be able to see the greats do what they do in such an intimate setting and to learn from them.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, where do you go back to now?
I'm going to go spend some time with my family in Connecticut for 2 weeks, and then I'll make my trek to Utah. And then there I'm going to begin working with the Utah Opera Chorus and then auditioning around the country.
Nice. Would you say there were others of your, I'm not sure what word to use, but of your, with such an extensive education in opera, were there others in the apprentice program?
There were. The fantastic thing about these programs that I find is that you find different levels of where they are in their journey, but the commitment is the same amongst all the individuals, some ranging from 19 to 28 like myself to 30 and beyond. It's all about your commitment to music and that you can really learn from everybody. And it's such a intimate setting that I've had the pleasure to, you know, run a recit by Deke or run a recit by Mark. I'm like, hey, how do you feel this? And they'll give pleasant input on what I should be doing.
Nice. And this is your first time in the Pacific Northwest?
It is. And it's not my last because it is beautiful. I can't tell you.
And I do want to mention that we're not going to let him talk about it. But Deke is running two parts in this in tonight and Sunday.
Well, just one part.
I see.
I'm on break on Sunday.
I see. And are you? Will you be in the audience tonight, or are you off?
I will be in the chorus, smiling.
Oh, you will be in the chorus.
I'll be loving it.
Okay.
And dancing.
Wonderful. Well, I have a huge treat for some lucky person in the listening audience. I have two tickets to Marriage of Figaro for tonight. If you are the lucky person to call 503-325-0010, speak to Liam, and you may take one of the tickets, or something I never do, you may take two of the tickets because it's only for tonight. So if you're the lucky one, go for it. I'm going to be on the radio tonight, so I'll be watching both of you. Thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations. You were a virgin when you walked into this room. You are no longer. Deke gave it up a long time ago.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you for having
us. You are the best.
I had to find out if he could handle it first.
You are the best.
So my guests, Deke Guidi and Steve Valenzuela from Waterbury, Connecticut, all the way here for the Estrella Music Festival. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
And my next guest coming up is something entirely different, although I do have some more AMF folks in the studio. Right now, I've got some music from the North Coast Symphonic Band, and their concert is coming up on not July 4th, but July 3rd, but it's a July 4th concert. You know how it goes. Have a listen and stay tuned to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook. Okay, folks, name that tune. Of course you know what it is. But my guest Dave Becker is here to tell you what it is and why it is. Hi, Dave.
Hello, good afternoon, Carol.
Dave Becker is the conductor and director of the North Coast Symphonic Band. And as I just mentioned, they are doing a concert on July 3rd at the Liberty Theater, the same Liberty Theater. As soon as the Astoria Music Festival moves out, North Coast Symphonic Band is moving in. It's 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening, July 3rd.
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
Correct.
And you are conducting this
yes.
whole concert?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And it starts at 7, but I see I had to write this because at 6:30 is the pre-concert with the Mea Culpa Bassoons, which I think is just hilarious. Four bassoons,
yes.
We've had the tuba quartet. We all got so used to it, we don't think that's unusual.
No, and now they were a little jealous, so they decided they needed a bassoon quartet, too.
I didn't know we had that many bassoons. So what are you doing for this concert?
Well, it's all very traditional, what you'd expect for the 4th of July celebration of America. And the theme is United We Stand. And of course, the audience will enjoy kind of the predictable things like Stars and Stripes Forever, our national march. We have to end with that. A lot of patriotic music, including a wonderful salute to America's finest and a service medley for the armed forces. Beyond that, there's just a lot of Americana and American music in here. It's not all patriotic music about the military. So we've got...
And you have a couple of soloists, too. I see you have Jennifer Crockett, is that right?
Yes, and of course, Jennifer is, for those who don't know, Jennifer is the director of the Liberty Theater, and so she's been wonderful to work with and is a wonderful player. So we're going to feature her on something that's, I guess you could tie into the American theme here, Victor's Tale, from the movie The Terminal back in 2004 that Tom Hanks was in, about an immigrant who gets stranded in John F. Kennedy Airport because the country he's coming from has some kind of a revolution or coup or something, is he can't go back and he can't come in. And so, but it's a fun piece. It's kind of Eastern European, kind of almost folk music, but it's music by John Williams. Oh. And when I put these programs together, I'm going to do something about American music. John Williams kind of always appears on it. His music is so iconic, from his movies, and so.
What is Bob Walters going to be singing?
Bob's going to be singing "America the Beautiful," "Star Spangled Banner." He'll sing the Armed Services songs on our salute to the Armed Forces, and then lead the sing along at the end on "God Bless America." And Bob has done this before. We're really happy to have him because, unfortunately, he's moved out of the area. He's a pretty well-known figure.
Where did he
go? The North Coast. He's moved to Battleground to be closer to his family. And children. Mm-hmm. And so they're in the process of selling his house and things like that. But so we want to make sure we get him in as much as we can here. And he's got a wonderful voice, and it's just perfect for these kinds of events. So
great.
So he'll be singing with us. And
now I saw something, and now I open the program and I see this. Is that part of your concert?
Yes, there's Daly? Some video. Jeff Daly has been doing videos for us now. This will be, I think, the third year. We started out 2 years ago with that great salute to the anniversary of the bridge, of the Astoria-Magler Bridge, and he did this incredible video that we played over a piece about bridges. And so this one is going to go over Stars and Stripes Forever for our grand finale.
So this is another multimedia show. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. And you've got some West Side Story in there, Leonard Bernstein.
We had to do that. It's his anniversary. It's his 100th year anniversary.
Yes.
And, this would be interesting. It's something people probably won't have heard. They'll recognize the tunes, but it's not just a medley of West Side Story. It's the dance music from West Side Story, and it's been extracted and made into a four-movement suite that's really very, it's very creative and difficult. This is our hard one. This is the one we put the most work into.
Good.
But they're really wonderful settings and interesting. And so we've got that. We've got some music that just sounds very American, and without being thematic tunes that you know people would know. It's a piece by James Barnes called "A Very American Overture," which just sort of portrays an American band playing an overture at a piece at a concert like this. He writes a lot for the service bands, the top service bands in the country. He's a composer based at the University of Kansas for a long time. So, and it just sounds like Americana. And another one, "The Redwoods," is a descriptive piece about the redwoods down in Northern California, and it's a beautiful overture with soaring melodies, and sounds kind of like a lot like movie music.
I love the way you put these concerts together, though. The variety is amazing, but you do have Gershwin, or at least
gotta have that.
Americana.
This is a great medley of kind of all the good ones. You know, "Someone to Watch Over Me," and "I've Got Rhythm," and "I'll Embraceable You," and on and on and on. Great medley. And then we've got one piece that'll be a little different. It's called "And the Antelope Play."
Yeah, I saw that. What is that?
And this is a piece by John Carnahan, who is a college band director of the country. This won a big national award a few years ago. And it's a descriptive piece about the plains, basically, and about Wyoming. And so the history of since Native Americans lived there up through the coming of the railroad and the coming of the strife and all of that. And but that, you know, it still remains beautiful and that the antelopes still play. And but it's got some extended techniques in it. So,
neat.
But it's also real pretty.
Neat.
So it's a little different.
So around here we have the elk. In Wyoming, the antelope. That's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And may they all, may people come together. I'm sure I know a lot of people with the North Coast Symphonic Band. And when I saw the title, United We Stand, and I know I've always gone to this concert and stood for my brother who was in the Army in Vietnam to honor him, not for his being a soldier, but because he's a wonderful human being, and fortunately survived. So when I think of United We Stand these days, I think of what we're standing for.
Right.
And what we really need to stand together for.
Well, it's a great country, and we need to celebrate that. And this is the time to do it. For those people that aren't familiar with the North Coast Symphonic Band, it's an adult band, a community band of about 50 players, and we've been going now for I think 37 or 38 years. I've been with them for several years, and it's a wonderful group. There's very, very fine players in there from high school age through late 80s.
Yeah, it's exciting to see the mix and match there, too.
They unite very nicely together.
And they do stand up to take their bows, too. So there's United We Stand.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Dave Becker, thank you so much. I'm so glad you hang in there with this terrific band make the way. Dave lives in Manzanita, but he treks up here. Oh, and in the summertime, it can be quite a trek behind the
Right, but it's a beautiful drive. the concert is, we don't talk about the cost but it's free. So, and it does fill up. We had to turn people away last year. So
it starts at 7, but it's really good to come at the latest 6:30. Get the seat you want also. This is Tuesday evening, July 3rd, so it's not going to be crazy with fireworks yet. Well, not
right.
Yet, hopefully.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And come early to hear the bassoons. You don't hear.
Oh, that's right.
You don't
They're
get
on
to
at
hear bassoon quartets very often.
And no, that's going to be. That's really a trip. I love it. Thank you so much, Dave Becker.
Thank you, Carol.
The North Coast Symphonic Band, 7 p.m. Tuesday, July 3rd at the Liberty Theater. That's 12th and Commercial. And as you just heard Dave said, you don't even need a ticket, but you do need to show up. And definitely get there. So get there at 6:15 at the latest so you can get your seat and just enjoy these bassoons. Whoever even knew what a bassoon was, I learned right here. Thanks so much, Dave.
Great.
All right. Well, I have some music from a group that's going to be at the Sou'wester. I'm going to put that on. And this is the LDYCP, a six-piece melodic rock avant-garde chamber pop project. And that's tonight at the Sou'wester. Have a listen and stay tuned. You'll recognize the folks who are coming in next.
Thank you.
So as you can tell, there's quite a bit of variety to this group, Sou'wester Tonight. And now something a lot more familiar, but without the music, because you're going to have to go and hear it for yourself. It's Let's All Sing It Together.
Shanghai in Astoria.
All right. Yes. Well, you don't have to. That's Bill.
Bill Brooks. Yes, thank you.
Bill Brooks. I know him. And you know what? I know you because I've seen you in so many pieces. But yeah, Bill is yeah, he's all over the place. Yeah. He also is a fabulous artist, map maker there.
Yeah. And Patricia Von Vintage.
Is that your... Okay, you need to come
in. Patricia Von Vintage. She's our managing director of the Opry Company.
And that's a new position, is it?
It is, as of this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I've seen Patricia on stage in various... guises and thoroughly enjoyed, but I never knew your name, so this is quite exciting. And the voice you heard was Ashley Mundell. Is that how you say it, Mundell?
Yep, Mundell.
Good. And Ashley is the director of this year's Shanghai in Astoria. Have you done it before?
No, I have not. This is my first year.
How's it
directing?
Been?
I've been in the show for about 16 years.
Right.
Directing is fun because I get to be every character, and I've got to, you know, experience behind the scenes a lot, watching how I would want things to go, you know, for 16 years, three shows a week. So,
and you also know how you like to be treated by a director.
Yes,
yes,
absolutely. So the cast incentives and how they like to be directed. Yeah. I always, you know, could look out and see that maybe the director wasn't saying certain words that this person would understand. And luckily, some of those people stick around with us for years and years and years. So this year, I was able to communicate with them on their level a little bit more, I think.
Without yelling.
As some do,
yet.
I suppose. Yes, yet. Well, takes us to the timing. You are opening with a sneak peek. And for those of you who know the play, the spelling is S-N-E-A-K-E. Peek, P-E-E-K, P-E-E-K, and sneak, of course, is snake.
He's our crimp.
One of the characters, and quite a fabulous character. He looks terrible every year and moves beautifully, and that's makeup, of course, is what I'm talking about. Ashley, what's the thing you do, too, though? Don't you do either costumes or something?
I play Miss Macy.
Oh, you're playing Miss Macy?
Yep, I have for the last 16 years.
Are you going to do it
next
this year,
to
Chris too?
Lynn.
Are you doing it this year,
yes,
too?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. So
and she's going to drum.
No.
You're in it. And, so
Trish is the costumer, actually, though.
Okay. For the whole play?
Yes, for Shanghai and actually for the Astor Street at this moment. I'm the resident costumer. Ashley did the hair and makeup, and that's, I think,
that's
what you were
what
thinking,
I was thinking
of. She does all the hair and makeup through the shot for Guys and Dolls.
That's right. And so Patricia, are you on stage as well this time?
I am.
I would think so, because you usually are.
I am.
Boy, there's double booking. Speaking of which, don't you have double cast or triple
cast?
Oh,
yeah. This year we had so much amazing talent come out for the show that most people are playing two roles. So that's really exciting. There's two new Miss Macy's. So there's myself, but Chris Lynn Taylor has actually retired this year, but she'll be with us as Mama. And you'll see her still, but she retired from Macy. So there will be me and then Madison Ferguson and Stephanie Osborne.
Okay, now, folks, and Bill, are you going to be on the sideline playing the drums?
We're drumming.
Okay, in the mic.
We're drumming.
And who's on piano? Is it Phil? No.
No,
there's
we have...
There's a few people on piano.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Vincent Centeno. There's Alexander.
Oh, excuse me.
Vincent and I rock, so you need to come
Well, Vincent,
see us.
Vincent's a concert in himself. And Bill, oh, my God. Okay.
Actually, the 34th season of Shanghai in Astoria is dedicated to Mr. Bill Brooks over here.
Wow.
I don't know.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Me.
Hard work and dedication.
That's
He's never missed a Macy bump.
Congratulations. That's terrific. Okay, now, we only have a couple minutes, but I do want to say that there are actually people out there. I know this is hard to believe for us locals. There are people who don't even know what the heck we're talking about. First of all, the name of the show is Shanghai in Astoria. We live, well, I don't, but we are situated in Astoria right now. And I'm going to let Ashley or any one of you tell what that is concisely. But I want to first tell folks when everything is happening. So the sneak peek is happening on July 6th. That's a week from tonight.
$10 tickets.
We don't talk prices, but there it is. Slipped right out. Sorry. So that's Friday and Saturday night. And then the show opens for real on the 12th, which is a Thursday. It's going to be running Thursdays through Sundays, 7 p.m., plus three Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. What's the website? Where can they go for the
www.asocplay.com.
That's easy. ASOC as in Astor Street Opry Company.
Play.com.
So check that out, and you can also call 503-325-6104.
Wow, you're good.
I've been doing this for 30 years. Ever since I started, I've been announcing that. It's like this number here.
Awesome.
So for people who don't know what it even means to be Shanghaied, tell us.
We tell the story of a boy that was Shanghaied here, a Norwegian boy, which cues in our Norwegian heritage in Astoria. Being Shanghaied in the late 1800s, early 1900s meant that you were slipped a Mickey in a bar, slipped through a trapdoor, which some of those still exist in Astoria, and then you were swept off through the mouth of the Columbia, and you ended up in Shanghai as one of their slaves. And sometimes we got slaves from Shanghai, so it was kind of a trade. If you knew a guy in town that you'd like to get rid of, or you had some reason why you didn't want him around, you could hire somebody like Trish here, who plays Vivian, and she owns a bar, and she would have you slipped away.
Yeah, she owns a bar and other things, but we won't go into that right now, folks. It's a wonderful tradition here in Astoria. As Ashley said, this is the 34th season. Next year is going to be a Lollapalooza, but every year is fabulous. And it's the kind of thing that even if you've seen it many times, it's new every time because there are new people, new director.
Definitely.
As Ashley is. And also, it is the best thing when you have visitors coming to visit from out of town, take them to Shanghai because they don't have to throw popcorn. No, they don't have to, but they can. My granddaughter loved throwing popcorn.
Yeah.
But the most fun part is there's serious history in this production. All the ethnicities, the festivals, the Shanghaiing, all of it, there's a lot of real stuff, but they do it with pizzazz and fun.
I like to say that we tell the story of the longest, or we tell the story of the first town settled west of the Mississippi in the longest running musical melodrama in United States history. So it's just all a bunch of history.
Settled by European Americans, we might want to add that.
Skin, so,
and then some. So again, it's a sneak peek is next weekend, Friday and Saturday night, and then the show opens on the 12th, and it runs all the way through September 1st. Don't wait till the end, though, because you might want to go back or tell folks or bring friends. So thank you so much
you.
For coming
you.
In,
I'll
and congratulations
thank you so
to
much.
Both of you. First time you. Directing and the new managing director of, that's pretty exciting. And Bill, an award. All three of you. Totally. Wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
I look forward. Okay. I have a little music here, and then my last guests are going to zip in. This music is actually, this is from the Portland Gay Men's Chorus, PGMC, on Broadway. And they are going to be here. The North Coast Chorale is bringing them here, and they are going to perform on Saturday the 30th at 3 p.m. at Astoria High School. This is a benefit for the Performing Arts Center, and some of you may know that the Stonewall which made such a change in the lives of all of us, I would say, in this country, took place on June 28th through July 1st, 1969. So the timing is just right. You can get your tickets at the door. It's a benefit. Astoria High School, 3 p.m., June 30th, tomorrow. And yes, you could catch half an hour of that, and then zip over to the Liberty, or you must choose. You must choose. I have a hard time choosing. Perhaps you do, too. So enjoy whichever you choose to go to. And right now, they're really, really good, I might say. Oh, boy. I'm going to bring them down so I can bring on my last guests who have seconds almost to speak. But one of them you'll recognize, and that's Carrie Lewis, because Carrie is my go-to person for the Astoria Music Festival and all the other times you show up in Astoria to give us wonderful music. And then, Jeff, is this your first time?
It is not my first time, but I don't get here every year. I've been to Astoria, to the music festival, maybe four times.
I've seen your name, mm-hmm. and I've heard you play, and you're quite fabulous. Jeff Thayer is here. He's the concertmaster with the San Diego Symphony. Have you been on the air before?
No.
Uh-oh, we have...
Uh-oh, you're about to get a word.
We have a virgin. We have a KMUN virgin in the room. How exciting. But very far from being a virgin to this music, tomorrow evening is the final celebrity chamber music concert at the Liberty Theater. It is at 7:30 p.m. So you heard Agnieszka say there are two concerts tomorrow. 4 p.m. is multimedia and dance. 7:30 p.m. is the final chamber music concert. Plenty of time for you to get to both of them with a little bit of a break in between. I don't know about you musicians, though. So tell us, I have the...
You have the program.
I do, but you know it by heart. So
I do.
Tell... That's Carrie.
I mean, I know the order of the program.
One of the reasons you have to go to the Astoria Music Festival is to... be there when Carrie Lewis is on the microphone, because he always makes you laugh and feel good. Now, what are we going to see tomorrow, Carrie?
We're going to have a lot of romance tomorrow night.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Are you ready for this, Jeff?
I'm part of it.
Oh, wow. Another good-looking man in the studio. Okay. Folks, I have the best job. Okay. What do we got?
We've got some Grieg. Which I understand that there are some Scandinavian people who live here. So if anybody would like to hear some real echt, oh, that's not the right word, is it? What's Scandinavian for pure, for real?
You're talking to a non-Scandi. So I am an honorary Finn, but I can't speak
okay,
the language.
So we have the real thing, a Grieg sonata, and then we have some Dvorak, which if there are any stray Czech people running around, then that would work too. And then for the Germans, we have some Schumann piano quintet, which is one of the biggies of the literature.
So Jeff and Carrie are playing the Grieg. Will it be just the two of you?
Just the two of us. The whole first half is just us two. I mean, you're looking at the first half.
Oh, the whole first. Oh, how exciting. The Dvorak and the Grieg.
And he's playing it on his Stradivarius.
I'd like to consider myself the top half.
Wait a second. Is that true? Are you playing a Stradivarius?
Yes.
I am very lucky to be the current caretaker of a beautiful violin that Stradivarius made, yeah.
And you brought it with you?
I've had it for 14 years. It's sitting behind me, yes.
Oh, my God. It's in the studio with us. We're going to get a photo of this. Wait, did you fly here or drive?
I drove because I have a seven-month-old.
Oh, that's a good reason. I was thinking because you... don't dare take a Stradivarius. You would have had to buy a whole nother ticket for
that's
it.
That's a different radio show.
We'll have to bring you back because it's true. We are out of time, and I'm miserable about that, but we got a little bit verblunged here. So tomorrow evening, if this is your choice, don't miss. This is the last weekend of the music festival. It's been fabulous. Sarah Kwok is going to be here also. We have had Lewis and Kwok here before,
yes.
Playing, speaking of the Shanghai and Astoria folks. That's one of their plays, too.
And Sarah's husband is playing.
Oh, is that Valley?
That's Valley, yes.
Phillips on the viola. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Rowena Hamill on the cello.
Yes, she was a principal cellist last weekend in the opera stuff and so forth.
So we have two concert masters, mm-hmm. Jeff and Sarah, mm-hmm. from San Diego, mm-hmm. and Oregon, and the principal cellist from Los Angeles, and the director of chamber music, my friend Carrie Lewis here. And I really appreciate you guys coming in. I wish I could just wipe out the next program.